Welcome back. In this lesson, we're taking a simple call and response riff and turning it into a rag-infused riser in Ableton Live 12. The vibe here is drum and bass, jungle, rolling bass music, and that slightly unhinged rave energy that makes a build feel alive right before the drop. Think of this like turning a conversation into chaos. You start with a little question and answer phrase, then you stretch it, filter it, dirty it up, and let it climb until it feels like it's about to explode. That's the goal. First, set your project up for DNB tempo. 174 BPM is the classic target, but anywhere around 170 to 174 will work. If you want a slightly looser halftime feel, you can sit a little lower. The important thing is that the energy feels right for drum and bass. Now load your source. This can be an audio clip if you've got a vocal chop, rag, a phrase, or sample, or it can be MIDI if you're building the riff yourself with an instrument like Wavedable, Operator, or Analog. For this lesson, we're assuming you've got a short vocal or synth riff that already has character. The first thing to focus on is the actual musical idea. Don't jump straight into effects. A good riser starts with a phrase that already has personality. Make it feel like a call and response. The call is your first little hit, and the response is the answer. They do not need to be identical. In fact, they should feel a little different on purpose. For example, you might have the call hit on beat 1, then the response answer on the end of 2 or on beat 4. You can also change the pitch, the rhythm, or the tone between the two parts. That contrast is what gives the phrase movement. If you're using MIDI, keep the notes short, maybe 1/8 or 1/16 length, and leave space. Raga and jungle energy often comes from what's not playing as much as what is. If you're using audio, make sure the sample loops cleanly. Turn warp on, and choose the warp mode that fits the material. Complex Pro is usually a good choice for vocal or tonal phrases. Beats works well if it's more percussive or chopped. Trim any silence at the start or end so the loop feels tight. If it's MIDI, don't overquantize everything. A little human push and pull can feel more natural and more ragga. You can even use Groove Pool if you want a swingy jungle feel. Now we start shaping the build. The riser version should evolve over 4 or 8 bars, and the fastest way to make that happen is automation. You want to think in a clear arc. Dry and restrained at the start, then gradually more open, more delayed, more saturated, more wide, and a little more unstable by the end. A simple plan could look like this. In the first bar, keep it pretty filtered and dry. In the second bar, open the filter a bit and add a touch of delay. In the third bar, push the reverb and feedback a little more. In the final bar, bring in more saturation, widen the sound, and maybe add a subtle pitch lift. That gives you a proper tension climb instead of just a static loop. Let's build an effects chain using stock Ableton devices. A solid starting point is EQ8, auto filter, saturator, echo, frequency shifter, reverb or hybrid reverb, and utility. Start with EQ8. Use it to clean up the riff before you process it. High pass the low end somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz so you're not clashing with kick and sub bass later. If there's mud in the low mids, dip around 250 to 500 Hz. If the sound gets too sharp, ease off a little in the 2.5 to 5k Hz range. The idea is to make space, not to make the sound thin. Next, add auto filter. This is one of your main movement tools. A low pass filter works great for that classic build-up feeling. Start the cutoff fairly low, maybe around 200 to 500 Hz, and automate it up toward 8 to 12 kHz by the end of the riser. A little resonance can help the sweep sound more vocal and ravey. If you want a darker, more tunnel-like vibe, try a band pass sweep instead. Then add saturator. This is where the grit comes in. Rag-infused DNB loves a bit of dirt. A drive of 2 to 6 dB. Is often enough to make the phrase feel rougher and more forward. Turn soft clip on if needed, and make sure you compensate the output so the level doesn't jump too much. Saturation helps the riff feel like it's coming through a battered sound system, which is exactly the kind of attitude we want here. After that, put on echo. This is where the dub energy starts to show up. Try a time setting of 1/8 or 1/4 dotted, and keep feedback somewhere around 20 to 45%. Add a little modulation if you want movement, and filter the repeats so the echoes don't clutter the mix. Ping pong can be nice if you want stereo motion. A really good trick is to automate feedback upward as the build goes on, especially near the last hit. That can turn a short phrase into a swirling trail of energy. Now bring in frequency shifter, but keep it subtle. This one is perfect for that chaotic, slightly unstable DNB feeling. Use fine mode, keep the shift amount near zero at the start, and slowly automate it upward. A mix around 10 to 30% is usually enough. You're not trying to completely destroy the sound unless that's your intention. You just want a metallic drift, something that feels like the riff is getting pulled out of tune in a cool way. Add reverb or hybrid reverb next. You want space, but not a washed-out mess. A small room or plate can work well at first, and then you can increase the dry/wet over time. Keep the low end out of the reverb, and control the high end if it gets harsh. In drum and bass, the space should feel big, but the groove still has to stay tight. Finally, use utility. This is your width and cleanup tool. You can widen the sound to around 120 to 150% during the build, then pull it back if needed. If the sound gets too facey or too wide, reduce it instead. Utility is also useful if you need a small gain boost right before the drop, but don't overdo it. Now automate the whole thing. This is where the riser actually comes alive. Over 4 or 8 bars, move the filter cutoff upward, increase echo feedback, add more reverb, raise saturation drive, nudge the frequency shifter and widen the stereo field. If you want a really clear tension arc, make the changes more obvious than you think. Beginners often automate too gently. If the build doesn't feel different from bar to bar, it won't feel like it's going anywhere. Pitch movement is another powerful trick. If you're working with audio, use the clip envelope to automate transpose or split the audio into sections and raise each part slightly higher. If you're working with MIDI, just copy the riff and lift it step by step. You could keep the first bar original, raise the second by 2 semitones, the third by 4 semitones, and the final bar by 7 semitones or even 12 for a full lift. You don't need a giant cartoon slide. A modest rise often feels more musical and more effective. To make it feel properly ragga and chaotic, add some character moves. Repeat the last word or note. Reverse the final fragment. Do a short delay throw only on the last hit of a phrase. Add a quiet noise layer under the riff, like white noise, vinyl crackle, or a filtered cymbal swell. These details can take a build from okay to this is actually hype. Another strong move is to think about contrast. Make one part of the phrase feel open and the other feel cramped. Make one hit dry and the next drenched in delay. Even reverse the roles so the response is more aggressive than the call. That kind of push-pull creates tension, without needing a lot of extra notes. When you place the riser in your arrangement, make sure it works in a drum and bass context. A common structure is to keep the drums rolling, filter the bass or remove it, introduce the riff a few bars before the drop, then automate the riser harder in the last 2 bars. In the final bar, you can even strip things back to one repeated phrase fragment and let the automation do the heavy lifting. Sometimes less material feels more intense, and always check it in context. Soloed risers can sound amazing but still fail when the kick, snare, and bass come back in. In DNB, the snare is a major event. Leave room for it. If your riser is too busy around those hits, it can flatten the impact. So carve space with EQ, control the width, and keep the low end out of the way. A good beginner exercise is to make a 4-bar ragga riser from one short vocal or synth stab. Split it into call and response. Duplicate it across 4 bars. Add EQ8, auto filter, saturator, echo, reverb, and utility. Automate the filter opening up, the delay feedback rising, the reverb getting wetter, and the width expanding near the end. Then pitch the final bar up by a few semitones, right before the drop. Mute everything except the drums and let the tension snap. If you want to push it further, make 3 versions of the same riff, one clean, one dirty, and one full chaos version. Keep the core idea the same, but change the automation and processing. That's a great way to learn how much tension you can create from the same source material. So the big takeaway is this. Start with a musical phrase that has attitude, use contrast to create interest, automate your effects with purpose, and make sure the whole thing supports the drop instead of fighting it. That's how you turn a simple call-and-response riff into a rag-infused DNB riser that feels alive, dangerous, and ready to launch. All right, let's build one and make some controlled chaos.